Okay, so if you look at the fourth way how managers can promote change is promote teamwork. So teamwork occurs when a group of people are working together towards a common goal. That's kind of your definition that you'd use. It empowers staff to have a direct say in how the business is run. Teams are self-managing, which means that they are responsible for running their own teams with little outside input from anybody outside of the team. So your characteristics of a team are the following. Number one, they have a clear purpose and a common goal. Number two, they have all the resources that they need to complete the job. Number three, the team leader has got good communications and motivation skills and positive attitude and is able to plan, organize, and control. Your fourth one then, there's a shared input in decision-making between the team members. And the last one then, that all members are committed to the team. So how does the team come together? So there's four stages of becoming a successful team. These stages include the following. Number one, forming. So the team is formed and the members get to know each other. So everybody comes together to kind of nice to each other. The second stage then is storming. So this is when a little bit like a storm and the waves are kind of really big. So team members disagree and argue about how to get the job done. The team leader must ensure that they keep to a minimum, so that all these fights and arguments are kept to a minimum so that the job is done. And this is where the team leader needs to come in and kind of get through this stage really, really fast so they can start working together as a team and being productive. The norming stage then, so the team starts to establish ground rules for working effectively together. And this is where the team members identify roles, responsibilities, and work methods of how they're going to get the job done. And then the last one, then the fourth stage is performing. So once a team has settled down, it should start to perform well with all the members working together towards the team goals. So the four stages of teams: forming, norming, forming, storming, norming, and performing. So teamwork can be promoted by introducing the team-based matrix organizational structure. So when we do organizational structures, you'll see that structure. This structure is where staff are brought together into teams to achieve the clearly stated goals. So each team is responsible for achieving a team goal, and each team will have personnel with different skills needed to achieve the team aims. So you kind of take a person from each of the departments to make up a new team. The benefits of team then include the following. So it improves, number one, improves communication and relationship between staff because we're working together. Number two, teams make better decisions as staff cooperation rises. Three, teams can make faster decisions and it's no longer necessary to go up the chain of command because they can make their own decisions. Four, employees motivated and job satisfaction rises, and staff absenteeism, poor quality work, and labor turnover are reduced. And the fifth one then, committed teams can achieve better quality products. So that's everything that you need to know about teams.